Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Leafs Nation postgame.
Let's go!
Brought to you by your local GTA Acura dealers. Visit yours today.
Here he comes. Right-handed shooter. Weaves to the left wing side. Top of the circle. Slows and shoots into the pad of Rittich. And the Calgary Flames are going to win in a shootout.
This is a recording. Leafs lose in a shootout. 2-1 here to the Calgary Flames at Scotiabank Arena, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick with you. You can follow along via Twitter at the Gold Muzzy, at Gord Stellick. But again, the prevailing numbers this year have not been good when it comes to the shootout. And when you look at Calgary, this team is really good in 3-on-3, as we noticed with the puck possession tonight. And in the shootout, now 5-0 on the season. Matthew Tkachuk, the winner.
And with Toronto Maple Leafs, two relatively recently, because they also had one against Winnipeg, which they lost. And, Nick, I don't remember, you know, early on the games were settled in overtime. There weren't a lot of shootouts the first chunk of the season. So, yeah, if we're going to break down and overanalyze the shootout, you have to
be
disappointed.
That's what we
do
on
this
show.
They didn't score enough tonight in it. And wouldn't you know, Matthew Tkachuk, who started the slowest of anybody on the shootout at center ice.
Owed to Jason Allison, apparently.
He did, except it worked in his respect. Great goaltending on both sides. I thought Rittich made some ridiculous saves. Like, Austin Matthews had a great game, yet he didn't get a goal. Like, he just, Leafs were on, couldn't finish, but you have to give credit, really, to both goaltenders.
The mustached man, Austin Matthews, is a tease. I don't know how many times he teased the Mike Legg goal. You know, the lacrosse goal.
He went to try it once.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Travis Hamonic had some bite. He was getting mad at everybody.
Always
a little
does.
Bit ornery.
Yeah.
And then he kind of gave Matthews a shot. I don't know. I guess it's sort of considered an embarrassment if it happens against
True.
You. But Austin Matthews, he's the one guy. I'm sure we're going to see a real good attempt by the end of the season. It's starting to, you know, get around the National Hockey League. And, hey, if you got the skill to do it, do it. And but we're sitting here, a 2-1 shootout win for the Calgary Flames. The crowd got into it once William Nylander got the only Maple Leaf goal, but otherwise, I think struggled to get into it at times, but enjoyed the game. Like, it had the kind of essence of what could have been a 5-4 game.
For sure, and I would say sometimes internal competition is good, especially when you come to goaltending, because if you haven't been documenting what Calgary's been doing as of late, Cam Talbot's been seeing a lot of net. And David Rittich, you see that and say, hey, I have the crease for most of this season. I got to step up my play, and I thought he was wonderful in this game. The shots 36-32 in favor of the Maple Leafs. I would say they had the more high-danger opportunities in this game. The Maple Leafs did, I thought, an excellent job of keeping Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan, the two top scorers for Calgary, in check in this game. Matthew Tkachuk a bit more noticeable. But all in all, I don't think Sheldon Keefe's going to be unhappy. I mean, obviously, you lose in a shootout. It comes down to a skills competition. It's still perplexing in my mind. You have all this star power. And with all due respect, it's Jason Spezza, who is good at this type of stuff, is shooting. But for some reason, the Leafs just haven't done well in shootouts.
Boy, and way back when in the John Ferguson era, that cost them a playoff spot.
Yep.
Their lack of success in overtimes and particularly shootouts. And one team each year, it tends to. I know Tyler Bozak was a guy that was pretty good in shootouts for the Maple Leafs.
Low blocker, he used to go.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to, you know, be in that spot. I wouldn't think that it's going to make or break them making the playoffs this year coming down to it. They came back tonight. You know, they came back, tied it up, which, you know, got them the point. Overtime, they never really got going to the last
Calgary
minute.
Calgary did a job, though.
Again,
Lord.
Yeah. Like Justin Hall, particularly John Tavares, were on forever. So, I mean, in a lot of ways, Freddie made a big save in the first 20
right
seconds
away.
Of
yeah.
overtime. That was a huge save. Huge save that way. I mean, at the end, you lose in overtime, so you kind of go, okay, what is. But anyway, it mattered at that particular point. But Rittich had. Like, again, Mitch Marner on the wraparound, you start thinking more
the
and more
save, yeah.
about what looked like relatively sure things that didn't go in.
It's never popular when your opponent is keeping the puck away, but I like the game plan, quite honestly, from Jeff Ward and OT. Just keep the puck away from Matthews, you know, Nylander, Tavares, Marner. They're not going to burn you that way. And that's, again, Calgary has been a really, really strong three-on-three team and a shootout team, and that matters, as Gord just alluded to right there. Now, I understand we have a Hockey Hall of Famer coming on the show in mere moments, Gord.
Yes, Eddie Olchuk's going to join us. He's a U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer, and in our minds, Maple Leaf fans, one of the real great Maple Leafs, you know, for his era back in the 1980s, and he's going to be in town Saturday, so we'll talk to Eddie just for a few minutes' time, but he's got a book signing about his battle with cancer, his NHL career, talks extensively of his time with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he's going to be at the Indigo Bookstore 1 p.m. Saturday in the afternoon. So the Blackhawks play here Saturday evening. Eddie will be there Saturday afternoon. So we're going to slide him on a little hockey talk with him as well. And, you know, one quick one in overtime, as well as Riddick played, he did not notice that Freddie Anderson's goaltender stick was broken.
Yeah.
So on one icing, even though the icing was really wide, you almost had to come to the boards, he would have been wise to have played it and fired it back, because the Maple Leafs would have been tired and also would have had a goaltender without a stick.
For my money, Eddie Olchuk's a Hall of Famer. An absolute battler. We know his story by now, and I can't wait to get him on here in mere moments, as everything you just mentioned. Chicago, the opponent, the final game before the bye week.
Week, as they're starting to call it, yes.
Well, because everybody's like 20 years of age in this league now. But certainly much needed rest for everybody involved. The records, by the way, and we talked about the similarities between Calgary and Toronto as you walk to the subway right now. Leafs Nation postgame brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick. A 2-1 shootout loss here at the Calgary Flames. The similarities in the fact that both these teams have changed coaches behind the bench for two different reasons, as we know. But Toronto 16-6-3, 14-6-1 when it comes to Jeff Ward. He's done an awesome job with Calgary.
Yeah, they really have done an awesome job. Jeff Ward, both new coaches. And like we said, we'll hear from Sheldon Keefe in a few minutes. But our good friend Eddie Olchuk, two Toronto Maple Leaf fans, we'll look forward to seeing him on Saturday. Eddie, it's a 2-1 shootout win here for the Calgary Flames over the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's Gord Stellick, Nick Alberga on Leafs Nation postgame. So we wanted to grab you for a couple minutes. And first of all, before we get your quick hockey thoughts, Saturday, we're very proud of the book. It talks about your personal battles, your professional career, and you'll be at the Indigo at Eaton Center at 1 p.m. And people able to meet and get the book signed and say hi to Eddie O.
Well, Gord, Nick, nice to be with you guys. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. Yeah, really looking forward to getting back to Toronto and seeing a lot of familiar faces and great Maple Leaf fans, and hopefully they come out and say hello and reminisce a little bit about the old days. And I'll tell you what, some of those chances tonight in that game between the Flames and Leafs kind of took me back to the glory days when teams were getting, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8 plus chances a period. And boy, oh boy, was David Riddick outstanding in that game. And I don't know if he was the first, second, or third star, or maybe all three, Gord, but that was a hell of a hockey game by David Riddick.
Big save, Dave. To more big saves, Dave, the way David Riddick played in this game. So what can readers expect, Eddie, from your book?
Well, look, Nick, I think that for me it is about my journey to the National Hockey League. You know, the different places that I laid my hat, how I became a Winnipeg Jet after playing 3.5 years in Toronto and having being called out of the delivery room at Scarborough Centenary when my wife was on the table and getting ready to give birth to our second child. And sure enough, the Maple Leafs called me out of the delivery room and gave me that news. So, I go everywhere, but in my life's journey as a hockey player, as a father, as a person in a community, a broadcaster, but also my recent battle with stage 3 colon cancer, and proud to say I'm 2 years cancer-free coming up here in early March. So, I talk a lot about my battle, Nick, and if I can help inspire one person going through a battle, doesn't have to be cancer, it could really be anything, but for me, if I can help them get through the day, let alone get through their battle, or help somebody stay away from the disease of colon cancer and have them be proactive to make sure they're getting screened, then it was well worth the 16 months of pen to paper with Perry Lefko, who you guys know extremely well, and award-winning writer and author, and I'm thrilled that Perry would want the ability and the get the agenda to help me write this book. So I'm very proud of it, and hopefully I can help one person, and if I do, if I can help them in some way, then it was well worth the 16 months of pen to paper.
You know, tell you, you come full circle, born in Chicago. We got you hosted the team when we were there about way back when. You're back there now. But yeah. You were drafted by the Toronto Marlies. You played for the Stratford Coltons. Yeah. There was always that yearning. There was that connection with Toronto that we got to experience, and you and I together for a big chunk of it. And fans remember you fondly, and it's a real fond memory. We see it in the highlights of Eddie O's time with the Leafs.
Well, it was a great experience, Gord, to go from my hometown to going to a hockey hotbed like Toronto, and going up there my first year in, you know, in 87, 88, and, you know, the pressure. I enjoyed the pressure. I enjoyed going into a hockey mecca like Toronto, and like you said, I played my junior B hockey in Stratford, so I kind of had a taste of how, obviously, I knew how big it was, but until you see it every day, it was a great thrill to come up there and play 3.5 years. And like I said, my two oldest boys were born in Toronto, and my wife and I mean, we loved it. We loved the experience and to represent the Maple Leafs. And we'll always, you know, I talk about that in the book, just to have had that ability to be able to play for another Original Six franchise. But it was a great opportunity. Look, it really, you know, after two good years in the National Hockey League, I had a bad third year, and then the Hawks traded me to the Leafs, and then that's really where I believe my career, you know, broke out. I mean, I scored 42 goals my first year in Toronto, and I got a chance to play with some great friends and great teammates, and Gary Lehman and Mark Osborne, and the so-called rest is history. So I always enjoy. I don't get there enough. I get back to Toronto, but I'm looking forward to getting in town tomorrow, the book signing on Saturday, and then seeing the Hawks and the Leafs get it on Saturday night. Always enjoy that matchup, and obviously an Original Six matchup.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, there's nothing like a Saturday night, and you know that, being a former Maple Leaf, former Hawk. It's Chicago coming into town, riding hot right now. Corey Crawford in Quebec steps up, a three-game win streak, and suddenly the Hawks are, what, 4 points out of a playoff spot. What can we expect on Saturday night here at Scotiabank Arena?
Well, their goaltending's been great, Nick. I mean, Corey Crawford has found his game in the last little while. He's healthy. Robin Leonard has been just absolutely outstanding. I mean, he's all-star worthy. That's how good he has been. Him and Patrick Kane, obviously Kane going to the all-star game on the verge of 1,000 points in his NHL career. Their penalty killing is really good. Like, their penalty killing has moved up, I think, about 15 spots here in the last 65 or 70 days. So their penalty killing is going really well right now. But everything starts offensively and finishes with Patrick Kane. I mean, he's going really well. And obviously, Jonathan Toews has had a couple of good games here. So Hawks have some confidence. They're going to have their hands full with the Leafs, and looking forward to that matchup on Saturday night.
Can't wait for that one. You're an absolute inspiration to me, Eddie, and that's all that matters, and you're a class act. I really, really appreciate you doing this and looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks for having me. See you, Gord.
Anytime. There you have it. U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer himself, Eddie Olchuk, just one of the class acts in hockey for sure. The Maple Leafs here at Scotiabank Arena falling 2-1 to the Calgary Flames in the shootout with the break. Just getting cooking here on Leafs Nation post-game. We'll have Sheldon Keefe audio, his post-game presser coming up. We'll go inside the locker room. We'll also hear from Chris Johnston of Sportsnet, Sportsnet.ca, and Hockey Night in Canada. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick here on Leafs Nation post-game, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. Don't go anywhere.
Subscribe to the Leafs Hour podcast with your favorite podcatcher, Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Breaking down what's up.
What's up?
This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Scotiabank Arena. It's Leafs Nation postgame brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick breaking down a 2-1 shootout loss here to the Calgary Flames. Matthew Tkachuk, public enemy number one in Edmonton, the shootout winner. The Flames now 5-0 on the season. The shootout, the Maple Leafs falling to 1-4. But a big reason was the goaltending in this game. Both sides, especially big save Dave. David Rittich was outstanding for Calgary tonight.
Went, you know, big save Dave coming up with the I'm trying to, as we mentioned that, we'll hear from Sheldon Keefe momentarily.
All of Woodbridge is here, Gord.
I just was going to say about, this is, first of all, Calgary Flames had the most guys, at least 9, that didn't wear a helmet in the pregame warm-up. That's a lot of guys. The Leafs have to wear a helmet. They all do. So it was kind of interesting. And we always talk about the friends and family area where they wait. And to your point, whether it's Woodbridge or wherever else it
the
is.
The Mangiapane family's here.
Well, the Mangiapane, that must be the biggest family. Like, I'm trying to think how many, like Monahan. You got Sean Monahan, I guess, you know. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. But yeah. So
how many people are from the
too.
Toronto area? Because this is
Giordano's from North.
This is the
York,
most
yeah.
we've seen by a country mile. Now, it's also their only one visit, so it's a special time when you're in the other conference. But we always said that you get a kick out of it because you imagine if you had a friend or a sibling or a son or whatever playing in the NHL, and then you wait afterwards as they come out and head this way. So we've seen, you know, different volume. This wins by a country mile.
It's funny, Gordon. We get all these like stat sheets before the games, but none of them include the hometowns of the players.
Yeah, I know. You know? I know. They used to. Anyway, yeah, that's part of it. But they're happy.
Yeah.
They're happy because Calgary, both teams played a good game, but a nice win for the Calgary Flames that way. And you're right, big save, Dave. I like the way he handles the puck, too.
Yeah, he moves it.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you know, Freddie felt challenged by Dave Rittich as well. Like
to step up, yeah.
Mano-to-mano, they kind of competed that way because they both had to come up with big saves. They were both pretty good stories.
So the goal scorers in this game, again, it was a 1-1 game followed by the shootout, a 2-1 victory here for the Calgary Flames at Scotiabank Arena. One more before the bye week/All-Star break on Saturday night against Chicago here at Scotiabank Arena. So Derek Ryan, the veteran, scores his 9th. And the response in the third period I thought was fantastic by the Maple Leafs. Considering what we saw at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome on December 12th, just the response level was there for this Maple Leafs team who just needed to crack away and get a goal. And it's on the power play. And the red-hot Willie Nylander, number 21, moments after that, he had a, you know, I know it was Throwback Thursday tonight. It was a dance back to the 90s, the way he danced Oliver Shillington on the back end.
He played really well.
Yeah.
We mentioned that one of the keys to victory. He's second on the team in goals with 21. And the kind of season the Leafs and the Leaf fans hope they have for Willie Nylander, he's showing it. We mentioned as well that on the officiating side, we have to say the Leafs got the benefit of some questionable calls against the Calgary Flames. They really did. And this was one of them as well. And they finally capitalized because they hadn't capitalized on the power play earlier. But to your point, Nick, this before when they lost that game to Calgary December 12th, the Sheldon Keefe era was relatively new. And that was the first, you know, first
hiccup.
Real disappointment.
Yeah.
And now there's been, you know, a bit of a hiccup that they have alleviated, we hope, with the win over the New Jersey Devils and getting a point tonight as well. But I like the comeback.
Yeah.
This third period was so different than the third period when they saw the league dissipate against Calgary last time.
And I would say that it doesn't sting as much when you lose or even in a shootout and lose that point when you're playing somebody in the other conference, does it?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. To be honest, same with Winnipeg the other day. You felt, okay, play for the tie. Play for that. If you're playing a divisional rival
point,
or a conference rival, you want to get the 2-point bulge if you can. But really, there's no point really to gamble at all when you're playing Winnipeg and Calgary. That's not saying they don't go for it. But against Winnipeg, they tied it up with 11 seconds left. Here, they came back to tie it up. So you can look at it that they lost twice in shootouts, which is the coveted extra point they didn't get. But both times, they grabbed a point where it looked like they might not have one. So depending on how you look at it.
And again, both these teams have made coaching changes during this season. Toronto is now 16-6-2 under Sheldon Keefe. Jeff Ward, the interim, taking over, of course, for Bill Peters. Now 14-6-1. By the way, Peter DeBoer now officially victorious in his Golden Knights debut, a 4-2 win for Vegas in Canada tonight. So the response we expected from the Golden Knights there.
Well, expected that. And, of course, part of it was with the change in giving a relatively easy spot. Vegas had lost
right.
four in a row. Now, we talked about before the game, Austin Matthews, second in goals in the league. Pasternak is 36, Austin 34, and Alexander Ovechkin at 28. What the gap was. Well, you mentioned you got a hat trick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see the highlights now. Miles Wood, he poked him in the face with a stick. Ovi was ticked. And he's given in the bench and all that, giving words to him. Why would, hey, don't poke the bear, but definitely don't poke Ovi.
Don't poke
Ovi.
The Ovechkin.
Yeah, don't poke
know?
Ovi. He came
this guy
back.
Loves his sprinklers, he loves vodka, and he loves scoring goals.
He was really ticked. And, of course, Miles Wood, the son of former Leaf Randy Wood, he can skate in that, but it was nothing.
Wow.
And he skated by, and he kind of had a careless stick that went up and clicked Ovi. And that helped cost the New Jersey Devil 2 points. Because Ovi was enraged and Ovi got motivated.
Yeah, the first goal was off a face-off. The second was a tap-in off Tom Wilson and a beautiful pass. And the third, I believe, an empty netter for Ovechkin. 31 tucks now.
So anyway, there we go. A little bit of ground against Austin Matthews, who did everything but score. Again, part of the whole David Rittich experiment, the phenomenal goaltending. Mitch Marner was robbed on a wraparound. man, the reflexes, instinctiveness of both goaltenders, like the athleticism, you really saw it tonight. As we look back, because we're not used to 2-1 games by and large, and this is different than that 3-1 win the Leafs had over the Los Angeles Kings.
You're
that
right.
We kept talking about Mike Babcock going, "It was a beautiful game." You know,
he's
like,
the only guy in the
this
building.
This one was a game of a little bit more beauty than that particular game.
So again, the Maple Leafs 16-6-3. I sold them short. We got the Sheldon Keefe right now.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought it's a pretty even game all the way through. The scoreboard reflected that. Like the way that we found a way to tie the game. It's a big point for us down in the third period. Big power play goal, and we really needed it. Could have used one in the second there or early in the game, but obviously we'll take that. Now we generated a number of chances that on another night are going to go in for us. The goaltender was very good. Some of the luck didn't go our way. Sometimes these things are going to happen. I like, though, that within all that, we didn't lose our defensive structure very often. You know, there's some things we'd like to do a little bit better job of in our own zone. But for the most part, I thought it was a pretty solid effort for us defensively, and you know, just couldn't get one to go in for us there.
You see two goalies worthy of going to the All-Star game tonight?
Yeah, I think that was on display here today for sure. You know, I guess that's the way that it works out, because you get the two goalies going head-to-head and you end up with a low-scoring affair, so it works out that way. As I said, I thought we had a number of really good chances that that their guy made real good on. And also just, you know, there's a few where we're just the puck's rolling on us or just bounces over our stick. And, you know, as I say, these things are going to happen every now and again.
How much did that extended shift to start overtime sort of disrupt what you might have had planned?
Well, I mean, it makes it so some of your best guys early on there are pretty tired and don't get to touch the puck. That's really it. I mean, we didn't get the puck. We lost the draw, and they didn't give it up. They did a good job of retaining it. And when they did get a look or two, they got it back quickly. So it just made it hard on us. You know, but I thought after that we got through it, and things were pretty even, I thought, after.
What's the thought process with both of the Andreas and
I just didn't feel like we had much going. I thought today was for the Matthews line was the one day that didn't seem like much was really happening. So I just thought I would try to change the chemistry a little bit and try to get some different looks. That's really it.
Mango getting his legs back. Did you see some jump from him tonight?
I did at times. Yeah, I also saw it's very apparent that he's behind here in terms of his conditioning and such. His shifts are real short. He's gathers his energy, goes out and has a burst, and then he's pretty gassed after that. I saw him a number of times coming back to the bench tired, so that's something he's going to have to work his way through. We're going to have to help him do that. But I did think he made some plays at good times there, and you know, we got Matty in a really good spot to get one for us there off the stick of Mango, and didn't fall. But you know, it's nice to see him start to come. Thanks.
All right, so shorter end tonight for Sheldon Keefe, usually a bit longer with his remarks.
Wasn't as much to talk about, though, you know, in all honesty.
It's a quiet game.
It's a little bit of a Rasmus Sandin at the end because everyone's curious. I mean, the defense.
Where was he in OT, Gord?
The defense score didn't cost them the game at all, because that's the worry with Jake Muzzin and Morgan Rielly out for a lot of people, and that wasn't the factor. It is interesting in OT to see Justin Hall out there. That's no slight against him, but just
to start OT.
Yeah, to start OT, because normally Morgan Rielly and Tyson Barrie are the two. We saw Tyson Barrie out a little bit later on, and as we chatted about the 3-on-3, the Leafs never really, I guess maybe the last minute they got a little bit of the edge in overtime, but it was a pretty good clinic by the Calgary Flames in overtime for the bulk of it.
Yep, so Calgary wins 2-1 here in a shootout. Let's go back downstairs where we're joined by Chris Johnson of Sportsnet, Sportsnet.ca, and Hockey Night in Canada. CJ, thanks so much for hopping on here. Your thoughts on this shootout loss to the Flames tonight?
Well, it's probably one of the quietest post-game experiences we've had here, and I think that's reflective of what happened. I mean, there's only so much analysis you can put into the fact that, you know, David Rittich had a pretty strong night. You know, the one thing that jumped out at me is, you know, Austin Matthews felt that maybe the Leafs could have done a little bit better job of getting chances in around that home plate area, you know, getting inside. He thought that Calgary was pretty strong at protecting the middle of the ice. But, you know, I thought it was a good game. It's a point that the Leafs will probably appreciate at some point down the road to at least come back and tie it and force it to overtime. And, you know, I don't think we have goal-scoring concerns for this group as a whole, but, you know, tip the hat to the goaltender in the visiting net.
Yeah, you know, because a lot of his post-game press conference, it's still relatively new, and I've enjoyed, he's usually expanded on something new, Sheldon Keefe, as we get to know them. But to your point, and boy, Austin Matthews, 9 shots on net, and, you know, that just, I mean, Austin Matthews was on fire tonight and didn't get a goal, and you look back at one of the best saves of the year, I think Riddick on him, Mitch Marner, the wraparound. I mean, it goes on and on about maybe as good a goaltending performance as we've seen, and also a real solid one from Freddie Anderson. He wasn't quite as tested. I didn't think as many scoring chances, but I thought, you know, both guys really brought their A game. So when you chat with the coaches, there really isn't much more to say.
Right. It's a night where you think, hey, both goalies deserve that trip to the All-Star game they're going to make next week because, you know, they were both strong. I'm with you there. I think that there's actually a lot that Freddie can probably build on in that game. You know, obviously a lot of pucks have been going behind him. There's more to it than his own play, but the last stretch here has been tough on him, been tough on the save percentage. And, you know, even though the only stat he's really worried about is wins, you know, that's the type of stuff that gets between a goalie's ears. So, you know, I think there's some good to be built there. And kind of a strange overtime period. They didn't start Matthews, and Tavares got stuck out for, what, 90 seconds or 2 minutes to start it. And, you know, didn't get into the full rhythm there on 3-on-3. And the shootouts just never seem to be too kind to this organization, no matter who's wearing the sweaters, because the Leafs, I don't know what their all-time record is, but I know it's not a winning one.
It's not good, for sure.
It's the Jason Allison first shootout, which it was in 2005. That was the first shootout. And for whatever it is, it has become the template for regular season shootouts for the Maple Leafs 15 years later. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, luckily they're not a thing, right, in the playoffs. Any update on, in terms of some of the wounded right now, namely Jake Muzzin? You know, we got one game left before the bye week and the All-Star break. When's, you know, a good timeline to maybe see a Jake Muzzin back in this lineup?
Well, they're targeting the Nashville game on the other side of the All-Star break, which, you know, if that becomes true, obviously it really depends on how the next week goes. He's not going to go away for the bye week. He's going to be in Toronto skating and working with the team's, you know, medical staff to try to get back up to speed. But, you know, that's at least the working timeline right now, which is obviously a positive. It means one more game out of the lineup, if so, even if for whatever reason he doesn't respond to the work he does, you know, I would think you're going to see him pretty soon on the other side of that break. So, you know, you're getting to the end here of his absence with the team. I think that Trevor Moore appears to be, you know, on the doorstep of returning as well. You know, he's been practicing now in a contact jersey coming back from a concussion and assuming that he hasn't had any recurrence of his concussion symptoms. You know, I would think that he's basically any day now, maybe even Saturday, he gets back in the lineup. But, you know, obviously the Riley injury is a long-term one, but other than that, this is a team, and obviously Mikheyev too, but this team's getting a little healthier here in the next little bit.
Got to tell you, you won't get a chance to see it, but from our excellent perch up here, just a note of interest, the friends and family for the Calgary Flames have outweighed any other group by a country mile. It's unbelievable. So I know they only come in once. I know they have some
Ontario boys that I got.
What's that? Sorry?
How many Ontario boys? Obviously,
looks
Monahan.
Looks like 9 here.
Is it 9?
Giordano,
okay.
Mangiapane. I mean,
Jankowski, yeah. Ronaldo, Bennett, Brody, Giordano, Mangiapane, Monahan, and Cam Talbot from Caledonia.
Well, someone spent a lot of money. This must it's kind of, as I said, you know, I said it, Chris, just it's one of those nice things I always appreciated when you go on the road and you saw family and they're thrilled about a win because it's only the one visit, so it's a big night. So it's kind of our version of hometown hockey on a Thursday, taking a look at that. It's this massive horde waiting for the friends and family for the Calgary Flame players.
Well, and look, it's a big stop for most teams, you know, especially the Western teams that get here once a year. I think that every team looks to see when they're going to Toronto. It's a good road trip. Calgary was actually in town since Monday. They had their rookie dinner here on Tuesday. So credit to them for shaking off whatever fun they had Tuesday night, because you know, I thought they played a pretty good game.
CJ, you got some narration work ahead in your career. Your Coburg, you know, talk before that broadcast almost brought a tear to my eye. Honestly, that was really, really well done. Appreciate your time here, and we'll convene again after the All-Star break, because we won't talk on Saturday because you're a big deal and you're on Hockey Night in Canada.
Not a big deal. It's always good to talk with you boys. Thanks for the shout out.
And
we had a few boys from Coburg at the game here in the stands that I went and saw beforehand. So Coburg's
phenomenal.
Always repping here at the Leafs games.
Thanks so much, CJ. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
There you have it. Chris Johnston, the pride of Coburg, Ontario, and we saw that in hometown hockey a couple weeks back.
Yeah, absolutely.
2-1 shootout loss here for the Maple Leafs. They're getting to a point where they might have to kick these people out of the building.
Like, it
could be Gord Stellick.
Yeah. At some point here, they're gonna bring some ushers back and some ushers and usherettes.
Crowd control. It's like the Raptors championship parade at this point.
Anyway, I just think it's great. I love that part about it. And again, to go back, shots on goal 36-32. But I mean, Austin Matthews, 9 shots on net. He ends up minus one. 24 minutes 11 seconds he played. Nobody else had. Let's see. Okay, Travis Dermott at 4. Cap Pinnon at 4, then a bunch of guys had 3 in that, but just it really did say, like, this was a really nice dominant game by Austin Matthews, and the pucks just didn't go in, and mostly because of David Riddick's performance, which is the constant theme of Leafs Nation post game. But boy, Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau, we
very
didn't notice
quiet.
So much,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, Austin, we noticed Tkachuk. But we didn't notice those two quite as much.
And again, that's what we talked about on Leafs Nation pregame leading up to this, when the Calgary Flames sort of different in the fact that they're sort of a stingy defensive team now and not really scoring as much as they did in the past. And that's spirited, of course, from their top line. But David Riddick was outstanding, and a lot of similarities between the Maple Leafs and the Calgary Flames. Both teams digging themselves out of early holes and now likely to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick here at Scotiabank Arena for Leafs Nation postgame. Still more to come. We'll go inside the locker room. We got some audio from John Tavares, Freddie Anderson, and one more game remaining before the All-Star break / bye week on Saturday night against the Chicago Blackhawks. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. Don't go anywhere.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free. We need to talk about what just happened. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick with you at Scotiabank Arena for Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. Got your mic on, Gord. Good to go here. A 2-1 shootout loss.
All set here. Just, you know, multitasking as I always do.
He is. Gord is a man of the times. If you folks out there don't know Gord Stellick, professional as can be. A 2-1 shootout loss here to the Calgary Flames for the Maple Leafs. Gord, it is time for the VTEC call of the game. Win the ultimate Toronto sports getaway with the VTEC wake-up call. Call 416-413-4141. Leave a message and set your alarms every Friday morning for your chance at the weekly $500 prize. Visit sportsnet.ca/590 for details.
Matthews coming to center and is going to bring it to the line and in. On the wing for Nylander. Nylander back to Barry. Barry to Tavares on the left wing side. Top of the circle, into the circle, the shot scores! Nylander gets the tip! John Tavares sets it up, and the Leafs have tied the game!
The dulcet tones of Joe Bowen, as heard right here on the Leafs Radio Network earlier tonight, the lone goal for the Maple Leafs in regulation, 2-1 the shootout loss, but Willie Nylander, man on fire, Denzel Washington style, his 21st of the season, Gordon.
Yeah, he won my 3 keys to victory before the game, just about that, because
yeah.
he's a guy that's really picked it up big time. He, of course, played for Sheldon Keefe with the Toronto Marlies, you know, way back when, and 21 goals, so he's second now on the Toronto Maple Leafs in goal scoring after Austin Matthews. Again, a number of other guys have had injuries along the way, so that's part of it. But nice kind of goal. The power play finally clicked. They had all kinds of power play opportunities and usually stifled by a big save, but this was a nice bit of playmaking. So that is our call of the game.
Handed some generous power plays tonight. The
yes, that worked in favor of the Toronto
yes.
Maple Leafs.
Yeah, you take them when you can grab them.
Absolutely.
Sure. So 2-1 shootout loss here at Scotiabank Arena. We'll take our final break of the night. Other side, we'll hop around the league. 12 other games, including Peter DeBoer's debut behind the bench for the Vegas Golden Knights. They visited the Ottawa Senators in Canada. And we'll also get you set for Saturday night's final game before the bye week slash all-star break for your Maple Leafs at home here at Scotiabank Arena against Chicago. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
We're two men and a truck, and we've got lots of men and lots of trucks. Whether you're planning a move to a new home or to a new office down the hall, big or small, we move them all. We even sell packing and moving supplies. But no matter what you need, we'll do it with a smile. With a 96% referral rating and the professionalism you can trust, the choice is simple. So when you're planning your next move, call Two Men and a Truck.
Two men and a truck, the movers who care.
Me and this F-150, we are in it for the long haul.
Oh yeah? What about costs like insurance, maintenance, fuel?
No problem. It just won an award for lowest cost to own in its class, 50 year in a row.
Wow, sounds like you really love your truck.
Yeah.
Get the Ford F-150, the truck with the Vincentric Award for lowest cost to own in its class. Now during the Ford year-end event, get up to $11,000 in rebates on select new 2019 F-150 models. But only until January 31st. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
There are lots of ways to treat your cold symptoms. You can carry around a spoon and syrup.
No.
Or try alternative methods. How about those lozenges? Why not drop all that for a different way? Cold Drops. Just one drop with a naturally sourced ingredient for temporary symptom relief of cough, sore throat, and nasal congestion.
Relief with just one drop. Cold Drops.
For a retailer near you, visit colddrops.com. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Don't worry. We'll turn the lights off when we leave. But we're not done yet. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick wrapping up here from Scotiabank Arena following a 2-1 shootout loss to the Calgary Flames for your Maple Leafs. Leafs Nation postgame brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at the Golden Muzzy, at Gord Stellick, and he has the best tweets ever. So you better do so. I heard you were leaking info on the Houston Astros today.
No, I've just been sitting back, and we were hypothesizing what could be the hockey equivalent. Maybe
I know, that's what I thought about today,
maybe
too.
Maybe miking a goaltender to tell where a shooter shoots tendency was, but still, I don't know. That's
part, it is unbelievable.
That part is unbelievable. I know, yeah. You know, one thing we're going to talk, I'd hear from John, we're going to hear from Austin Matthews or John Tavares. So just, but first, John Tavares had the most ice time, 26-23. Picked up an assist, the three shots on net, and a big chunk of that was because he got stuck out there in the overtime. I mean, they wanted to get Matthews out a bit earlier in that and just never got going with the flow.
Yeah, not the fleetest of foot either is the captain of the Maple Leafs. Let's hear what he had to say about this 2-1 shootout loss to the Calgary Flames.
Competitive, what's your show? Beginning through end?
Yeah, it was a tight hockey game. They defend well. You know, their D do a really good job, I think, around their net, breaking out of their end. Being a crucial part, I think, of just their overall game. And, you know, it's going to be some nights where, you know, you got to make some adjustments and continue to work and stay with it to find solutions. Obviously, we had a few power plays tonight. It would have been nice to get, you know, obviously one more, but we got one, get ourselves to overtime. Yeah, it was just one of those nights. It seemed like pucks were bouncing a lot, too. It was just trying to stay with it, get good opportunities, get to the interior. And obviously came down on the shootout. We just weren't able to find the next one.
Is it a night you kind of tip your hat to the other goalie as well? It seemed like Riddick was really locked in.
Yeah, I thought he was reading the play extremely well. He made a couple really good cross-crease, cross-ice passes. Just was tracking the puck, just really square. And a lot of good looks, too, that he made look easy. And he wasn't making it easy for us to beat him tonight. So, yeah, he played well. And obviously, I think we'd like to get a little bit more on the interior, but it was a tight game, and just weren't able to find it.
Sheldon shifting wingers, you get a chance to get Zach back. What can a bit of a shift do to help the team?
Well, I think just in a tight game, just get maybe a different look, a different feel for everyone. You know, that Mango's legs looked really good, especially after a couple games back now. I think he had some good jump and had some good looks, opportunities, made a great pass to Maddie there for a good opportunity. Yeah, and I mean, you know, there's so much trust in Heim's game. His pressure on the forecheck is incredible. His ability to the slow teams down, be on top of them, cause turnovers, and I think he's really developed his game, his playmaking ability, and his poise with the puck this year is off the charts. So, yeah, I mean, he's a really good player to play with.
You guys have had a lot of low-scoring games of late. How do you feel like the group kind of handled it and stuck with it?
Well, I think we want to score as many goals as we can, and we want to create opportunities. I think that's we have a lot of depth, and everyone can contribute that way. But these games happen, and we obviously have to do a better job eliminating opportunities and goals against, and helping on our goaltending. So I think from a defensive standpoint, and the way we competed without the puck, we got above it, did good things on our own end, protected from the inside out, and really didn't give up too many second, third opportunities. I thought we did. We eliminated rush opportunities pretty well. It's never perfect, but I think there were some good improvements there, which we need to continue.
The always professional John Tavares, a 2-1 shootout loss here to the Calgary Flames, one of 13 Gordon in the NHL on this Thursday night. Tampa's in action against Minnesota tonight.
Yes, it was 3-1. Now it's 3-2 for the Minnesota Wild. Our good buddy Bruce Boudreau, all of a sudden he's on a bit of a hot seat again, maybe.
Who isn't in a hot seat these days?
Well,
Mike,
with what's gone on, you're right about that.
I heard Mike Sullivan's...
Just the embarrassing snafu of not having the proper lineup in. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens more than you think that it happens, but just when you're going south and that happens and it's so prominently known,
yeah,
because it caught them by surprise. They didn't catch the error. So they are up 3-1. Tampa Bay, though, now is cut at 3-2. So that's always a concern for Minnesota Wild. Tampa Bay's been on the prowl.
Yeah, and the Maple Leafs fighting with Tampa for home ice advantage right now in terms of the Atlantic Division. Elsewhere around the Atlantic, Ottawa losing 4-2 to Vegas. Peter DeBoer's debut there for the Golden Knights. So his first win in game one, behind the bench for Vegas. The Montreal Canadiens behind two goals from Ilya Kovalchuk. It was like vintage night for Kovalchuk. A 4-1 win in Philadelphia. Bleak hopes for the Habs for sure. The Panthers holding off a late comeback from L.A. A 4-3 win for Florida there against the Los Angeles Kings. Chris Drieger goes down in that game. Sergei Bobrovsky ain't healthy. So Samuel Montembeau ends up winning that hockey game, Gordon.
Yeah, he's going to have to do the Elvis Merzlikins things for them, even though Elvis...
I love how he plays the guitar after with his stick when he wins. You seen that yet?
Yeah. I like him. He's quite a character.
Won again tonight.
And he's done the job in Columbus when they really needed it. And this is what you're saying. Florida now with two goaltenders down. He's got to come up big, like Aiden Hill's been doing in Arizona with two goaltenders down.
I often, I asked this question on Twitter the other day. Is a goalie a byproduct of a system, or is a system a byproduct of the goalie? Because a month ago when Korpisalo was the goalie, they didn't have a win from Elvis Merzlikins, their backup, and he was dreadful. And now I don't know what they've done. Maybe they tinkered the system a bit, but he can't lose. He can't surrender goals. He's let two tonight after back-to-back shutouts, and they beat Carolina. Like, John Tortorella's done an unbelievable job.
Well, and this is where you wonder... if something happens to Freddie Anderson, Michael Hutchinson. Now, Michael Hutchinson has played way better of late. Elvis Merzlikins hadn't even been gone down the American Hockey League a bit, so they were kind of stuck, and he just killed. And that's always a concern, and it's still something the Leafs are among a few teams that you got to wonder, do they think they even need one more goaltender for depth reasons for the playoffs just in case Freddie Anderson gets injured?
And, Gord, speaking of one more, that's all that is before the Maple Leafs go off on their bye week / all-star break Saturday night against Chicago. We'll have Leafs Nation pregame starting at 6:30 for that one.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. We mentioned Eddie Olchuk will be at the Indico Bookstore in the Eaton Center signing his book at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. He'll be here in the evening. And, man, I don't know about this trip. Like doing the reading week along with all-star break. I don't know how many. Like, this is, and then they'll come back and say, you need about 2 days to get going. This is the long,
what do they do on their break score?
Trip. Well, go somewhere. Have fun. Whatever.
What's fun?
Well, it's like you and I have every night, but a little bit different than spending
money. I don't
money.
Think so. All right, so it's the Maple Leafs and the Chicago Blackhawks on Saturday night. I think it involves a couple pops for sure, and the Maple Leafs, the way they're playing, maybe they deserve them. 16-6-3 under Sheldon Keefe. They get a point, they get out of here. They stink in shootouts.
Yeah, they don't do well in shootouts, not getting that point. They've done okay in overtimes, and That's a nice point tonight. I mean, things are, as we hit this particular break compared to the brief Christmas break, things are a lot better in Leafland.
Well said. I'd like to thank Andrew Holland, Vic Pilati, and Mark Boffo. Andrew Holland, the man, the myth, the legend, back at Master Control. You, Gord Stelick, you always seem to bring it. So professional.
Well, thank you. You mentioned Andrew Holland twice.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, Sam McKee.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's too many names. There's too many people that just, like, take over this broadcast from us and do the work for us, right? So it's so simple.
And all the Calgary friends and family.
Yeah, they're still... No, they're gone. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Leafs Nation Postgame, brought to you by your local GTA Acura dealers. Visit yours today.